We asked our classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz what he most wants to remember about music in the 20th century. Here's what he told us.
It was arguably a musical event that first made the 20th century the 20th century. I'm thinking of the riot at the opening night of Igor Stravinsky's The Rite of Spring in 1913, with controversial choreography by the great dancer Vaslav Nijinsky. The story of the ballet had to do with fertility rituals of ancient Russia, but Stravinsky gave us the jagged rhythms and complex harmonies of a modern age. Of course, there's no way to reproduce what happened at that notorious event, but the original conductor, Pierre Monteux, has recorded the music, and so has Stravinsky himself. And it was recordings that made the 20th century different from all previous centuries. They captured not only music, but specific performances. In the new century, we will still be able to hear what the great conductor Artur Nikisch sounded like in 1913, or Bessie Smith in the 1920s, Arturo Toscanini in the 30s, Lotta Lenya and Maria Callas in the 50s, or the Beatles in the 1960s. At this cosmic turning point, I'd like to pay tribute to the old recordings made on the 78 RPM shellac discs that were played on those wind-up Victrolas, the fragile technology that rescued from oblivion some of the most wonderful music-making the world has ever heard. Maybe the musician who is dearest to me is the pianist Arthur Schnabel, who, for example, rediscovered Schubert's extraordinary but long-forgotten last piano sonatas. Here's Schnabel playing part of the slow movement of Schubert's Opus Posthumus Sonata in B-flat, recorded in 1939. No musician was ever more unflinching about human tragedy, or saw more profoundly how music was a source of consolation. The greatest violinist I've ever heard is the Hungarian Joseph Szigeti, who was a champion of both very old and very new music. Here he is playing the unplayable concerto that became part of the standard modern repertoire because he played it all over the world, Prokofiev's Violin Concerto No. 1. Like Schnabel, Szigeti let music not only sing, but also speak. This performance, conducted by Sir Thomas Beecham, was recorded 64 years ago, and it's still the best one ever made. Someone once told me that the greatest single note ever recorded was the first note played by Pablo Casals on his 1937 recording of the Dvorak Cello Concerto with George Sell and the Czech Philharmonic. The notes that follow it ain't so bad either. ¶¶ phonograph records are one of the most poignant ways to keep human things alive. If the habit of remembering the past is lost, we ourselves will in turn be forgotten. I'd like to read an old poem of mine. It's a kind of testament to those recordings I continue to treasure so much. It's dedicated to my friend, the poet Frank Bidart, who loves these old records at least as much as I do. 78s. Breakable, heavy, clumsy, the end of a side, the middle of a movement, or phrase, the faults are obvious. Surface noise, one opera, three albums, 4 inches, 33 sides wide. But under the noise, the surface, the elegant labels, the bright shellac, revolutions, Seghetti, Schnabel, Busch, Beecham, Casals, Toscanini, new 30s disc star at 60. All their overtones, understood, amplified, at hand. Our masters' voices taking our breath. Revelations per minute, winding up in a living room. Turning the tables, taking off, moving, moving faster, they make us think, than the speed of death.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor for the Boston Phoenix.